This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Vikings quarterback Carson Wentz and his teammates continue to practice in London. They're getting ready to take on the Cleveland Browns on Sunday morning. Wentz says the trip overseas has been fun off the field, but he wants one big thing.
A win would be great. A win. It's been fun, like I said. There's nothing in real particular, but would love to be going home Sunday night with a W with the boys.
Sunday's game will kick off at 8:30. Quarterback Drake Lindsey has himself quite the challenge for the Golden Gophers on Saturday night. They play at top-ranked and defending national champion Ohio State.
And I think it's an awesome opportunity to go up there and, you know, shock the world. Not really shock the world and our program, but other people, you know, and I'm really excited for the opportunity.
Kickoff Saturday night is 6:30. The 10th-ranked Gopher volleyball team fell apart last night on the road at Michigan. Minnesota took the opening set in dominating fashion, then got whitewashed in three straight after that. They lost for the first time in 12 matches this season and for the first time against Michigan since 2021. The Timberwolves have a travel day today. They're headed to San Diego. They'll open the preseason slate in the NBA on Saturday night against Denver there. Head coach Chris Finch says Anthony Edwards has improved his ball handling this offseason, and that should help.
You know, hopefully it equates to getting his finishing back where it can be, it should be. He faces a lot of directional coverages where they're trying to send him a certain way. So being able to attack those when that happens, it just by default puts multiple guys on the ball, which is what you want. Being able to simply get to his repeatable shots, that might help him, you know, more in like closing and clutch situations.
Saturday's game tips off at 8. The Minnesota Wild are back in action tomorrow night. The final preseason game of the year happens in Chicago. Minnesota head coach John Hines says he's liking what he's seen from veteran acquisition Vladimir Tarasenko.
He's got a great hockey mind, and I appreciate the fact that he's working, you know, to be able to get the details of the game that we want to play with down at a high level.
Tomorrow's game will start at 7. This is M&N Sports.